Getting ready for the Stanley Cup final tonight. Game number one, the Carolina Hurricanes and the Vegas Golden Knights. We're going to take your predictions a little bit later on. John Shannon was on earlier from 100% Hockey Podcast.
It's got Vegas in six.
Yeah, the dog picked Vegas in six, too.
Oh, the
on the stairs.
The cork.
Whatever dog it is.
Corky?
Corgi?
I think it's Corgi, yeah.
With the inflatable basketballs that knock.
That dog is oddly accurate. Better than Kingston.
Kingston's picks awful. In the NFL a few years ago did not go well.
Well, we've done it a couple of times with him, and he's awful. I'm better.
Oh! He got not bet. By much,
not by
Walker.
Much. Yeah.
Well, right now we're going to talk about a new era of Canadian football and the broadcasting agreement that was announced last week and much talked about around the Canadian Football League, as the CFL starting in 2027 will have one game a week on DAZN. Now, it's a platform I've used since the inception of the National Football League with DAZN at Canada, but there are others who are less familiar. So let's find out more from the vice president of DAZN Canada. Deidre Dion is joining us. And yes, that Deidre Dion, Olympian bronze medalist in aerials. Deidre, welcome back to Saskatchewan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
You were born in North Battleford, raised in Red Deer. So I need to know, how much Rough Rider gear do you have in your house at this moment?
It's a good start.
So, you know what? Because I work in sports, I try and stay team agnostic. But what I will say is my children get a lot of Rough Rider gear from their grandparents who were born and raised in Radville. So that's where the Dion family originates.
Okay.
So the family was like, we can't trust mom to deal with this appropriately. So we need to step in and make sure that these kids are taken care of and they're set down the right path. Is that where we're going with this, Deidre?
Yeah, I think grandpa says, you know, the Rough Riders are the only team, Canadian team last year that brought him any joy in the whole sports calendar year. It was a tough one except for the Rough Riders. So They were his one guiding light.
Oilers fan then, maybe?
Deidre, when you look at the future of DAZN as a company, as an organization, I'm curious to know why the CFL made sense, why DAZN raised their hand and said, hey, we want a piece of this.
Well, as you pointed out, we've been broadcasting football with NFL Game Pass since 2017. So we have a core cohort of football subscribers, lots of very fanatic football fans that engage with our platform all the time during the NFL season. And we also know that a lot of people that watch NFL are also engaging in CFL. But there's also another cohort of football fans, and it gives us year-round content. So having the opposite seasons is important. And we also really believe in the league. The numbers on television continue to grow. The changes that are being made, the investment in football, the participation in football, there's a lot of upside. So we make strong business decisions on a local market basis, and we also have the advantage of being a global streaming platform. So we're in 200 markets around the world, and we have that advantage when we approach rights holders to say, you know, not only can we be a great partner in Canada, but we can package and market and go to our global fan base, those that are consuming North American sports in Europe, NFL Game Pass, NHL TV, NCAA football, basketball, and actually put CFL in front of those fans in a very cohesive and strategic way.
Deidre, we keep running into people that think that this deal is a sign that the CFL might be in trouble, which is odd, because when we first heard about it, we were like, no, this is good for the league. This is an increase in revenue. This is a higher cap. This is a lot of things. So what would you say to the CFL fan that might have that opinion about this deal, not just with the CFL and TSM, but also adding DAZN and YouTube to this most recent agreement, which kicks in 2027?
Well, I think there's always going to be some resistance to change, right? Change is a little bit nerve-wracking, especially when you've consumed sports a certain way and you like having that consistency. But what I would say is sports streaming has been a disruptor for quite some time. And those that engage with the global sports streamers, those that have DAZN subscriptions, know that we're here for the long term. We're constantly innovative. I think what makes us different is we are dedicated to sports. All of our streaming in all those markets is about sports fans. So we have 2,000 internal engineers working on making it better. And that is the core of what we do. And so I don't think that this is a sign that that this is a bad thing for the CFL. I think we bring a different audience, and we're going to be able to put CFL football in front of a new fan base and really meet the fans where they're at, because our intent is to make sure that this content is accessible to everywhere and anywhere that fans want to consume it.
Deidre Dion joining us, Vice President at DAZN Canada, here explaining some of this deal. And of course, you know this in the broadcasting world where you've been with the Sportsnet. Sportsnet Plus came on. TSN's done theirs with TSN Plus 2. There's the sticker shock of a streaming service, and we've got that reaction right away, which is, oh, I'm going to have to pay this much. But you can make that up in added value. What is DAZN's plan for added value above and beyond just here's your 21 regular season games?
Yeah, I think it's fair. You know, it's always difficult to have to go somewhere else to pay for content, but we're in an era where you do pay for content everywhere you're consuming it. It's just that, what does DAZN bring that's different? And it's going to be our goal to be a value add. I would say we aren't just a paid subscription service. We do have a lot of content that's ahead of the paywall, and we're constantly investing in innovation. And so you'll see a different voice. You'll see different features, product features like multi-view, where you can watch multiple pieces of content at once, a fan zone, added product features like right now with NFL, we do no pre-roll so that you can reduce your ad load, and other ways that we hope to continue to innovate. And I think I would say to people, give us a chance, consume us for free in the beginning, see how accessible and easy it is, and then decide if the subscription price is right for you. And we hope to be, you know, a value add to this fan base and not something that they reluctantly go to, but the place that they look forward to consuming that Saturday night 7 p.m. slot.
Deidre, I'm curious about the philosophy behind how you guys are going to handle the games that you guys will own from the CFL. You're, correct me if I'm wrong, you're putting together your own teams, right?
Yeah, so we will be broadcasting these games and bringing different voices, which is exciting. It's so early for us to have that vision. I think what I do know and what I hold very dear to my heart is we're not looking at this from a global perspective. There is some Canadian voices that understand this league and understand the tradition. And so I think it is going to be a new voice. But I look at it similar to how Thursday night football was additive to Fox's broadcast in the U.S. And you look at markets all around the world, and having more perspectives is nice. It allows fans to hear more voices, different voices. And I think, you know, we all have broadcasters we love. We all have broadcasters we hate. And the hope is that we have enough voices at the table that everybody can have somebody that they like to tune into or love to hate, because in an attention economy, they both matter.
Have you been listening to The Green Zone?
Yeah. some people love us, some people hate us, but I just said earlier, at least they have an opinion.
An opinion is important, right? It is important to at least garner attention. That's the game.
Are you looking at more CFL content, a weekly show, those types of things as well yet, or is that down the road?
Down the road, and absolutely, we want to not just do live broadcasts. Our goal is to create engagement and really invest and storytell around our leagues and our rights holders. And so We're fortunate enough that we have a lot of resources globally from a storytelling and social content perspective. So really being available to work with CFL partners to just be different voices in and really connect with fans across all different platforms, not just DAZN, but every social platform and every content platform that you can imagine.
Okay, I got two quick ones, Deidre. I'm just curious if you are a fan of alliteration. Deidre, Dion, DAZN. I had to get that
Maybe my parents. I didn't name myself.
Okay,
but,
that's all right. Well,
fair enough.
Thought I'd throw it out. And the other thing that I wanted to touch on quickly is we've got Jamie. Like Jamie's had this product for years and has raved about DAZN. Loves it for football. Has talked about how he consumes NFL here. You know, on the weekends with DAZN. But there are a lot of people that we're running into that are very new to this. Like they're just finding out about it because they're hardcore CFL fans. I'm just curious if there's something else, like what is it that people might get from you guys that they might not know about right now being very new to the service? Like, cause I was looking on how you promote the product and it looks like soccer's huge for you guys or footy or whatever you want to call it. And obviously the NFL product is massive on your site as well.
Yeah, we're a multi-sport offering in Canada. So not only do we have all of UEFA content, at the moment we have NFL Game Pass. So you never miss an NFL game on Sunday. There is every game, every minute of NFL content that's available. We have the WTA. So Canadians playing tennis on our platform in 52 weeks a year, almost. They don't quite play 52 weeks, but it seems like it. But a lot of value. And I think what fans really love is that very technology driven. So you can go in and watch your favorite team and build like a algorithmic content basically platform that's driven around your consumption habits. So it is very responsive to our users and it continues to get better. So we're leaning into AI and search functions and custom rails. And so if you are a Rough Riders fan, you can build your own platform that is feeding you all of the content that is specific to a team and also introducing new content that they think you'd be interested, all from a sports perspective.
Final one, and it's the question I have received more than any other when it comes to DAZN joining the CFL, and I know you've probably been asked this question 100 times already. Is there any chance there will be like a CFL option subscription at the start for CFL? If I only want the CFL content, can I get a discounted price or things like that? Like what, is there any conversation on really how to get people at least in the door for DAZN as it starts anew with the Canadian Football League next year?
I think we're considering everything. It's 2027, and so our content, our packaging, our proposition, we haven't determined anything at this point. We were really ecstatic to just get out with the news and be out in public saying we're a partner, we're taking this on, but no final determinations have been made. At this point, we're still figuring out all of the pieces that go underneath that deal and just working with the league on a daily basis at this point on being ready for 2027.
Well, Deidre, thanks so much for joining us here in Saskatchewan. I hope your dad has as much fun watching the Rough Riders this season as he did last.
Hey, let's hope so, right? Fingers crossed for his happiness.
Deidre, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
That is Deidre Dion, Vice President, DAZN Canada, as they are in on Saturday nights, 5 o'clock Saskatchewan time next year. 21 games and then 2 postseason games with DAZN being added to the rights holders with TSN and YouTube. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
And they stay there! And they stay there! And they stay there!
Game 1. Stanley Cup final tonight. It is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Carolina Hurricanes. First off, is this appointment tuning for you tonight?
With I'll
the Stanley
be watching,
Cup final?
But I'm a loser.
You okay?
I shouldn't. I don't want to.
I'm surprised a little bit that you are with the Vegas Golden Knights.
I have to watch, though.
Especially if they win. I don't know how you're going to be able to handle yourself.
It's better than a Habs-Vegas matchup. So I dodged one there. So I've decided that I need to.
Because I look at this series, and when we had John Shannon on, I did reference it. Hey, the ratings aren't going to be great. We, of course, last 2 years with the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup Final, you knew the ratings were going to be red hot for Sportsnet. Right? And they were, it's the most watched game since the Canucks and the Boston Bruins. And it was the most since this, like this, the record numbers. It was really good for Sportsnet. And John mentioned it. And I haven't even realized it until he said it. Not one whisper from Sportsnet during these playoffs on ratings. That can't be good if they're not even, hey, it's
but
the
we
most
were hearing that numbers
south
were up in the States.
Oh, the States, the ESPN has been sharing all their information about ratings and highest ratings this and highest. So I'm interested to see where the popularity of this series goes.
Yeah.
And what we find out when it comes to how many people are actually watching the Carolina Hurricanes against the Vegas Golden Knights. But you watch ESPN. I retweeted it. If you're looking for the tweet on my Twitter account, at Jamie Nye, I reposted it and just said, yeah, baby, or oh, baby, for sure, the old Bob Cole quote. And it is a hype video for this Stanley Cup. It's got Ray Bourque on the, like, waiting to win.
Yeah.
And then it, like, cuts to Marner and Taylor Hall and Roddy Brind'Amour lifting the cup 20 years ago with the Carolina Hurricanes. And
they use that clip a lot.
And I'm like, okay, I got chills for the Stanley Cup final. So, yes, I will consume it.
Yes.
It's not the teams I wanted in the Stanley Cup final, but it is the Stanley Cup final, and it is going to be a heck of a series, or at least I hope it's going to be a heck of a series.
That's where I'm not sure John is. You can be a fan of good hockey and not like what we're about to get, because it's going to be two teams defensively going at it.
Yeah, is there going to be a lot of 2-1 hockey games?
Yes. So
you're going to see a couple of overtimes.
And I won't mind that kind of, like, I've thought this year the level of hockey has been very impressive, but there are fans that will not understand this type of hockey where that team got 5 shots in the first period. There will be a little bit of that.
Don't get me started on the Montreal Canadiens and their shots.
But I even thought that series was pretty good, even with the low shots on net from the Montreal Canadiens. When I asked John earlier about whether or not this matchup was good for hockey, I thought he'd get into that a little bit more than he did, about these two teams did not get here on their offensive abilities. They got there on their defensive abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in Canada, we all love a goalie that catches fire and takes a team on a run. But do we love this Hurricane style hockey? Personally, I don't know. I can be entertained by it, but overall, and I can appreciate it for what it is. I just think,
I don't think it's boring because I don't think it's New Jersey Devils, what was that, the year 2000, whatever, just awful. And then I remember when Lemaire took over the Minnesota Wild, nobody would go to Oiler games. That was in 04, 05, somewhere in there, covering the Edmonton Oilers. And the Wild would show up and the building's half full.
Yeah.
Because it was, here comes Lemaire and the Minnesota Wild and the boring trap system, so nobody even wanted to go to those hockey games because they're dull. This isn't that. You can't do that anymore.
No,
it's too fast a game.
It's too fast. It is.
So the question to you.
But these two teams lock it down, though, Jamie.
They do. Who's going to win? Who is going to win the Stanley Cup? 1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line. Your predictions now. Who's going to win? By the way, there's only 3 people that have a shot to win the Green Zone Cup Challenge.
Out of 200 plus people, we got three left.
We got three left who had Vegas and Carolina.
That's hilarious. I'd be interested to get your take on this, because I don't think this is going to be a goaltender matchup. You know what I think this is going to be? I think this is a coaching battle.
Between Torts and
I truly Roddy? Do. Jamie, here's what
I think the coaches, they've set, they have their, I,
let me
I'm
explain.
Not with you on that.
This is why I think this is going to be a just as much about coaching as it is about goaltending or special teams, whatever you want to hang your hat on. If I tune in tonight and Brind'Amour blinks and tries to do something different,
he won't.
I'm going to freak out because you got to the Stanley Cup playoffs rolling four lines, not worrying about matchups.
See, I'd be way more fearful of Torts doing something.
He's a wild card.
Exactly.
So for
Roddy is, this is our system. This is how we play.
But I'm worried
about, this is what we do.
I'm worried about him overthinking this matchup with Vegas and changing up the way they play, messing with the lines.
Yeah.
If he sticks to his system that got him here, because I need him to beat Vegas. So that's what I'm watching for tonight. If he stays consistent.
You think Vegas is going to win deep down, don't you? Like, deep down, you don't want to say it, Locker, but just say it. You think Vegas is going to win this series?
No, I don't.
I think you do.
I think Carolina can win this series. I'm just worried because this vile team is four games away from lifting another Stanley Cup.
1-877-332-8255. So you're saying Carolina, how many games
six.
Does it take? Six games. So they win in Vegas in game six
for
the Carolina Hurricanes. I want them to sweep Vegas so bad. I want history. It would be historic. It would be the fewest amount of games to win a Stanley Cup if they sweep the Vegas Golden Knights. The Oilers did it.
Since
88
is when they flipped the format.
The Oilers were 16-2 that playoffs. Carolina's 12-1. They sweep. They make history. Do I think they're going to sweep? No, I don't think they're going to sweep. I think this is going six or seven.
Yeah, I think so too.
And there's a little bit of regret on the bet I made with Wheels yesterday.
What did you do now? Like, what's up? When I leave, what is, you become this, like, degenerate. You don't have me around here to talk you out of these stupid bets. What did you do?
Well, he called, and he was ragging on me for not paying my beer bet that I lost with the Colorado Vegas.
You owe him,
series.
Like, a four-pack of craft beer.
He's saying there's interest, and it's been 5 days since the series ended, so I owe him nine beer. I'm like, I'd love to talk to your lawyer because he's giving you terrible advice. So I said, okay, double or nothing. And he didn't take it at first. Double or nothing. So I called him a chicken, and then like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, he caved. And
so this isn't game by game, this is series.
This is just the whole series.
Okay, that's not too bad, because you'll get your what did you, because you can't drink beer, you get your coolers back.
Magners. Ciders.
Okay,
there you go. 1-877-332-8255.
Well then, because that's an expensive cooler, Jamie, you better get him a decent craft beer if he wins.
Well, he had a text yesterday from one of our faithful listeners about District Brewing as an option on 8th Street.
There you go. Okay. That's a decent one.
1-877-332-8255 here on the Green Zone. What do you think? Your prediction. Jim is with John Shannon. He's saying Vegas in six. That is his prediction for the Stanley Cup final. Another text says Carolina in six.
That's Rod from Regina.
Oh, Owen, that's my favorite prediction of all time. He's taking the Whalers in five. Just one game can Carolina wear the Hartford Whalers jerseys in this series? Just one game? Let's have some fun. Like game two?
I like this one, Michael from Rostern. Who cares about the Stanley Cup playoffs? Bring on the CFL.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said it yesterday. With Montreal out of the Stanley Cup final, that's a blessing for CFL fans.
A lot of Canes for six.
A lot of distraction with the Edmonton Oilers last year. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. Your prediction for the Stanley Cup final. It starts tonight in game number one. Who do you think wins it all? Bill has only one thing he wants to see in this Stanley Cup final. And that is a mad John Tortorella. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Locker, you're never going to live down your Ducks Vegas prediction, are you? That's never.
I don't expect to. There was when I threw it out there, I knew that that one might hang around.
Mike texted in, said Locker's also the one who said the Ducks Vegas series didn't matter. So, really?
Yeah, that didn't age well. Thanks for bringing that up again, Mike.
So we have no name Steve on the text line. Carolina has puck possession in their system more than any other NHL team, and that's how they win. So no name Steve is going to go.
I think it, Steve, I would say that it's a little bit more than puck possession. I think it's also they're better at keeping teams to the outside than any other team I've seen in a long time, right? Because you can't slow the game down.
But there has been, Montreal had opportunities on the rush, too, every so often.
Montreal didn't get anything behind the goalie, but I thought that they did the best of opening up the ice, especially when they did, like when they got Hudson moving, right?
I believe Carolina, a lot of people are now siding with Vegas.
I think
Carolina is going to show yet again that you can underestimate them. You can doubt them because they don't have Marner and Stone and Eichel. Those are star power guys. Carolina, just go play hard, play strong, play within the system,
What's got you there? Roll the lines. Don't be matching lines. Everyone is plays very consistently on the Hurricanes.
Who's the kid on there? Is it their fourth line? He's got speed for days. I think he's going to score two or three in this series, and they're all going to be big goals. Man, he can fly.
Why can't I think
of his name all of a sudden? Is it Robinson?
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's on their fourth line?
Yeah, Eric Robinson.
Robinson.
He can fly, so I think if he's in the lineup, look out.
The one thing about I will say about Vegas is I think they've been underestimated to this point. I'm one of many people that underestimated that team. But I think one of the things that a lot of people aren't talking about that may be fairly obvious in this next matchup is the defensive. I think Vegas is pretty deep defensively. Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason. I think Eichel, Marner, obviously, you got Stone. There's a conversation about Carter Hart, although I don't like bringing his name up. But I think that defensive core for Vegas is going to be the reason why this series goes six or seven.
Jamie Locker with a year in the Green Zone. What's your prediction? By the way, that's going to be our game of the night tonight, game one of the Stanley Cup final.
Good pick, Jamie.
I think we're good.